Let's pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'm going to continue what I was talking to the kids about. I'm going to talk to you from the reading for the book of Revelation and the beginning of chapter 21 about the what great wedding banquet, which John continues to talk about a little later, theme of the bride and the bridegroom a little later as Revelation comes to an end. And I want to talk to you about one of the great themes of the book of Revelation, which is this, that God is not only the origin, I'm quoting someone, that God is not only the origin of the world, but God is also its future. And that I might add, we can see signs of that future. It's important to think about. He's not only origin, but he's also the future. We live with all kinds of ideas about, if you watch as much dystopian science fiction as I do, all kinds of ideas about how the world will come to an end, and the Bible's very clear about how this story ends. So this week, my wife pointed out to me a post from a member of my family. This is not a private thing. It's out there in public. It's up there in Facebook. And what had happened is that we have two members of our family, a brother and a sister, who my wife and I were quite close to, especially when they were younger. And I'm not sure what happened. Probably maybe in their mid to late 20s. I'm not exactly sure when, but they're only two members of the family, and only two kids rather. And they had this major falling out with each other. And I want to be clear, it's not the kind of thing where somebody was abusive to somebody or somebody was malicious or cruel or malevolent in their dealings with each other, which is a very different kind of matter. It was just kind of like, well, they're stubborn, to tell you the truth. And it was kind of like something happened, and then somebody held a grudge, and then the other person did something. This is what I think, never heard the details, but something like this. And then somebody else held a grudge, and it was just more kind of, like it wasn't, as I said, it wasn't abuse or cruelty. It was more just kind of intransigence and stubbornness, which can become habitual, right? And become a habit. It's kind of like, it's sort of like the sort of thing, it can become like the Hatfields and the McCoys in the States. You're kind of going, 100 years from now, you're going, why do we hate each other? And they're going, oh, I can't remember. You know, something happened, but, you know, it's become a part of who we are. So this falling out happened and became habitual. And then about a year ago, the brother died. Still a young man, and he died. And they had been unreconciled at the time of his death. And this last week, my wife pointed out to me that the sister had posted something, and I'm not going to quote it exactly, I'm just going to paraphrase it. And it was just, we had allowed grudges to build up, and that had caused us to, what's the word, kind of, be apart from each other, cut each other off. And if you're in this kind of situation, she said, and this isn't exactly the word she used, but this is the thought behind it, I encourage you to seek reconciliation before this happens, before what happened to me happens to you. So I had two immediate responses when my wife read this to me. Obviously, it's very touching. It's my family. I had two immediate responses. One is, of course, sadness, that this was a tragic thing that had happened, that had been allowed to happen. But there was something else. There was another response, and I couldn't really quite name it so clearly as sense of tragedy and sadness, but studying and reading this passage from the book of Revelation helps me understand what that other feeling was. And it's something like, I want to say relief and hope when I read that. And I'll tell you why. So in the time of that St. John wrote the book of Revelation, sorry, this is not a long discourse on, you know, you're not coming to English class here, so don't worry. At the time that St. John would have wrote the book of Revelation, everybody would have known there are two types of plays that you could attend. One was one's tragedy. And in a tragedy, basically people end up being ensnared by their own personal faults, right? So often it's pride, usually it's pride, not always pride, but people become overly proud or whatever their personal flaw is, and that pride, again, usually brings them down. And there's disaster because they're brought down by this flaw in themselves. The other kind of play which people would have attended would have been called a comedy, not in the sense that we mean, but it's like this. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back again. That's the structure of it. And it's basically, well, you have these two people who love each other, and a woman who love each other, and all kinds of people interfere, or circumstances interfere, and things go bad. You may have seen this plot in the occasional movie, by the way. And things go bad. But in the end, these obstacles that are in front of them, often other people, again, sometimes circumstances, are overcome. And in the end, everybody's true identity is revealed. All the circumstances are overcome. And at the end of the story is a, probably already guessed it, what do you think? A wedding, right? A wedding banquet. That's the way they always end it. And so the question is, this comes from reading the book of Revelation. Book of Revelation is on purpose the last book of the Bible, right? So the question is the Bible, got two choices. Is the Bible a tragedy in which we all pay and for our own disastrous faults? Or is the Bible a comedy in which God somehow overcomes all of this, reconciles all who want to be reconciled, and brings us all into the greatest wedding banquet we've ever had? What is the Bible? Is it a tragedy or is it a comedy? What do you say? We just heard today, the Bible is a comedy. It's a happy ending. And this doesn't just tell us that the Bible is a happy ending. It's God telling us, God the Holy Spirit telling us through Scripture that the end of all things is that. God creates us. We run away. God looks for us relentlessly and finds us in Jesus Christ, brings us back to himself despite ourselves, and as we heard, in the end, we are the bridegroom, and he is the bride, and it's lots of great dancing and good cake at the end. So here's the part where that gave me something, where the Book of Revelation gives me something like relief and hope. When I think of my own family, for example, and you can think of your own circumstances. And that is, as I said, God is not only the origin of the world, he is also its future, and the signs of that future, that great wedding banquet, are present even now. In fact, they could say they're coming at us. And the other way we could say about it is God does not leave us to suffer the results, the inevitable results of the flaws in our own character. He comes to us, he draws us to himself, and when the New Jerusalem arrives and at the end of the Gospel of John, it comes not as a result of people building the old Jerusalem again, it comes as a kind of miracle. Unexpected, and no doubt as a kind of relief. We don't have to pay. We don't have to pay for our own tragic falls. And so when I hear that word, this is my feeling when I hear that word reconciliation, even in this difficult circumstance that I was telling you about, when I hear the word reconciliation or the idea behind it, it sounds to me like a kind of a miracle. In what seemed, what is a tragedy, but still that God could even in this make a kind of, make something good out of something broken. That the word reconciliation could even appear as a sign of the incoming of God's kingdom, even into our difficult present. St. John is clear, as I said, that the coming of the groom, the new city coming from heaven, are a miracle, even in the midst of... So what do people think of the book of Revelation? We often think of kind of violence and warfare. Even in the midst of great spiritual warfare, it ends with all things being reconciled, everyone that wants to be reconciled, all things being miraculously reconciled at the great wedding banquet. And Jesus invites us into that even now. And we look for the signs of that coming. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.